Put your hands up.
So, did you miss the show?
That's okay, because we've got this cheeky podcast snack for you to enjoy.
It's the Jimmy and Nath Show Podcast.
Nath just mentioned it there briefly at the start of the show. We are off for a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
Looking ahead, which is, it's very much need a break. Don't worry, boys will be back.
They've been a bit on for the guys.
We've been doing a lot.
A lot of it's self-inflicted.
Well, Born Funny Live has been happening. You can get a little sneak peek on the socials at Jimmy and Nath at Jimmy A's Show. You're going to hear that, all of it, from 7 p.m. tomorrow night. Friday, we're actually off altogether, thanks to the big fella.
And the radio turns off on Friday. No meat, no radio.
Look, while we are off, just a reminder that there's still little bits, best bits, a lot of stuff happening on the podcast that we have recorded. So if you do want to keep listening to your boys and hear some new stuff, follow us, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, just type in Jimmy and A's Show.
Just quickly, you better listen to it because we didn't do that for nothing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That was long hours sitting there going.
Some of it's not great, I'll be honest with you. Some of it's not great.
I'm just going to name one. Rubik's Cube.
The Rubik's Cube.
Yeah. There was another one in there.
There's one episode. It's just Nathan and I trying to do Rubik's
Cubes. Yeah.
And we're just
digital curious. But yes, I was just about to say the tarot reading that we do.
I didn't mind the tarot reading because there was something at least like because digital curious was talking about the cards.
Yeah.
Rubik's Cube is just you and I going left, right, left, right, left.
To be fair, I think I might have been doing that during the tarot cards as well.
You're on your phone, because I get a reading, then you get a reading of the tarot
cards.
Nate's on his phone the entire time during mine. He's like, oh, this is my go. So if you do want to hear some of that, make sure, you get the podcast. But also keep an eye on the socials at Jimmy Nath Show, Jimmy Nath. There'll still be stuff going up, new videos, new content while we are off. But we are off. And look, Nath and I, look, we don't want to miss out on anything. We're going to be honest. I like to turn my phone off. I don't like to sort of see what's happening in the news.
You know, make it a surprise for when you get back. You know what I mean?
Well, look, but I know people get, this is the thing, people get busy, right? And when I come back, you know, people don't be like, oh, what happened? You know what I mean? I think people look forward to things more than they like go, oh, geez, how good was that the other week?
It's more the journey.
And you're going to be busy because you're finally going on the honeymoon.
Yeah, South Africa. I'll be in there, which means I'll be completely disconnected.
On the other side. So what I want to do, Nathan, I hate missing out on stuff Australia, but we don't care about like the big pop culture news or whatever.
No, because that's, and it's readily available all the time.
Yeah. And that is stuff we can get back. And
you actually can't miss it.
I can Google who died.
Yeah.
Celebrity deaths.
Yeah. I won't because I love it when we find out live on the show.
But what I want to do, 13 10 60 Australia, for you, what's happening the next 2 weeks?
Yeah.
Whether it be you got your birthday coming up, maybe something's happening at work.
Some sort of celebration. Maybe you're in line for Employee of the Week.
Producer Jared's call. Not you. Maybe you got a footy game coming up, big game. Maybe the rivals or whoever it is.
Yeah, maybe it's the local derby.
Maybe you're, I don't know, turning up, 200 games.
Maybe.
Local league.
Maybe you're pregnant and your due date is in the next two weeks.
Breakup. Maybe you're just
maybe you're planning on a breakup.
Break.
Wednesday next week, she's not mine anymore.
She's with her friends at the movies. I'll send her a message saying I think we should see other people. Yeah. Best of luck with the kids.
It doesn't matter how significant or insignificant it is. Yeah. If it's important to you, it's important to the Jimmy and A show.
That's so true, Nath. So give us a call, 131060. What is happening for you in the next 2 weeks? Please welcome. She's going to tell us what's happening in the next 2 weeks. Please welcome from Blacktown. It's Melissa.
Yeah, Mel. Hey, Mel.
Hey, guys. How are we?
Oh, we're good. Now, Melissa, the whole reason we're doing this is because we're off for 2 weeks. We don't want to miss anything, right?
And you're the chosen one. Mel, you're the chosen one.
I'm going to miss you, boys. I'm going to miss you.
Oh, stop it. You want to come to South Africa?
Yes, please. God, I'll pack up now. See you soon.
You have to play golf with Nath every day. Is that okay?
Nah, I'll stay home.
I've already heard that one today.
Well, Mel, look, what are you up to? What's happening in your life the next 2 weeks?
Well, actually, I'm celebrating something special. My partner and I will be celebrating on April the 5th our 17-year anniversary.
Oh, 17 years. Good on
you,
Mel.
Yes, thank you.
Are you doing anything special for it, Mel?
Probably just a nice all-you-can-eat dinner together somewhere quiet away from the kiddies and, just enjoy some quality time together.
Mel, can I just ask, all-you-can-eat dinner on the anniversary, you're probably not going to be having a bit of afterwards, are you?
Oh, definitely. I'm not having dessert there. That's for home time.
That is good.
But aren't you worried?
That is like, good. Mel, just quickly, I'm not taking the golf clubs to South Africa, but I am taking that line to South Africa.
Make sure you have dessert later.
Even now, if I go out for dinner with my partner, I'm like, I can't eat too much. Because then when I get home, I'm just like, oh, I just want to go to bed.
No, no, it's like carb loading.
That's right. You just eat all you can and leave the dessert for at home.
Yeah, but aren't you worried? You're both just there with your big bellies and you're like, I couldn't be bothered. You get on top.
Oh, who cares? After 17 years, who cares? Big bellies, whatever.
Sit tight for 30 seconds. The Jimmy and Nath Show podcast is back soon. It's only the good stuff. The Jimmy and Nath Show podcast.
Friend of the show, Delta Goodrum. She has revealed the reason why female fans have started throwing bras and undies on her at stage during a recent concert. So you don't normally think Delta Goodrum, throw your bra and undies at her.
Yeah,
it's not normally a go-to thing.
When I saw this on the show, a little peek
behind the curtains.
So Australia Nath put stuff on a little piece of paper, I put stuff on, and then we find out the same time as you.
Yeah, of course.
So I have no idea about this, but when I did see that people throwing bras and undies at Delta Goodrum, I thought you've made a mistake.
Yeah, it can't be Delta.
I mean,
we love Delta. Like,
I've seen Delta perform. Yeah. I just don't remember when I went and saw her.
It's not just like
I don't remember all these people taking their bras and undies off.
Yeah, because I was born to try undies. No, it's
I was born to love.
So it's what piqued my interest as well. So apparently she was performing at a day on the green in Barrel in New South Wales last week when several bras and undies were thrown on stage at her for the first time. So they did a TV interview about it and she said, first of all, she was excited because it's the first time anyone's ever thrown bras and undies at her while she's on stage, as you would be.
Yeah.
You'd be excited
if
for
I
that.
Was a rock musician, I'd want it.
Oh, you wait for Born Funny Live tomorrow. You should. It's one bit.
Spoilers.
Pete Elliott. He gets his bonds out. But she said apparently it was because the theme of the concert was Tom Jones. And Tom Jones, if you don't know Australia, back in the 60s and even still now, a massive sex icon. And a lot of people, even now when he performs, they throw undies and bras at him on stage when he's doing things like this. Sex bomb, sex
bomb. Yeah. You're a sex bomb.
I love you. You can give it to me when I throw your undies on. It's like, oh my God, undo my bra. What's new,
pussycat? Whoa. No.
Not as sexy?
No, the first one, yeah.
Yeah. So apparently, because it was a bit of a Tom Jones theme.
So is she performing Tom Jones songs?
She performed a couple of Tom Jones themes, but the whole thing
songs?
Was theme. Yeah, songs. Yeah, yeah. So she did a couple of those, and that's why people were doing it. Okay. But then it just caught on, even when she's doing Born to Try.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
People get into it.
I have seen young Tom Jones. He's a good-looking rooster.
Yeah.
I don't see it now.
No, and Tommy it's still happening.
No offense to Tom.
Yeah.
He doesn't look great.
No. Well, and his audience is probably aged with him, so they're probably, you know.
Careful. Careful.
Well, they're probably granny undies.
If you're going to say adult diapers.
Not the used ones. So he's got to wear those protective goggles
we
on
joke,
stage
we
now.
Joke. We just jokes. They can't hurt you.
What I don't understand, though, is, you know, when people are going, right, and they're throwing their undies and bras, are they bringing those as extra? Because it's very difficult, if you're wearing a dress.
Some people don't struggle to take bras off, mate.
No, because it takes me, you know, 4 or 5 seconds.
Because you've got those big, chubby, chipolata fingers.
I've got to start undoing the bra before the concert even starts.
Look, I think the bra's an easy one to do.
The bra's
fine. Especially like any girl.
Undies.
Could just unclip at the back, put the hand down the shirt and, you know, arm the loops out. But the underwear, I would say, is quite.
Are they bringing extras?
Unless, you know, they're wearing a skirt.
Mm.
That way, that's easy access.
Yeah.
You just rip them down.
I also just feel like, you know.
I don't want to talk through women's clothing with you, but here we are.
But you never hear blokes throwing their undies up on stage. Like, no one wants my sweaty bonds up there.
No.
You know?
No, but there's something sexy about a woman, and there's nothing sexy about a bloke.
Well, why can't we change the narrative there? Why can't I throw my bonds, my holy
Jared,
bonds?
Where's Jared? Jared, producer Jared.
Yeah.
Can you come in here and go on a mic?
Yeah, yeah. What are we going there?
Come inside.
Come in here,
producer
mate.
Jared.
Yeah.
Right. I'd say most men are absolutely disgusting.
Try the next one over, Jared. Try that
I'd
one.
I'd say most
talking
men
to that one.
Are absolutely disgusting. Producer Jared, you're a good-looking rooster. You know what I mean? You date a bloke. We're talking about, I'd say, most, you know, women throw their underwear on stage for a male singer.
Mm.
You love Rihanna?
Yes.
Would you ever consider throwing your underwear on stage for her?
Absolutely not. She would not enjoy that.
What if it's Fendi underwear?
You know? No, I wouldn't do that to anyone. I think that's gross.
So there's no artist out there that you'd throw your underwear on stage for?
No.
No.
What are they going to do with it?
Well, it's a great question.
It's also why I'm not invited back to CMC next year.
To be fair, Lainey Wilson didn't see it coming because we were side stage. So when you hit her in the back of the head with your extra, extra, extra large bonds,
she thought it was a punch show.
Yeah.
Okay, here's what I'll do. 131060, jump on the phones right now. What or what would you throw on stage at a concert? Gabby, welcome to the show. Hi, Gabs.
Hey, guys.
Gab, have you thrown something on stage or have you thought about throwing something on stage?
I have thrown something on stage.
Okay, what did you do, Gabs?
I'll set the scene for you. This is Outback Czech Republic at a little local community opera.
Okay.
And everyone comes and threw a bunch of roses onto the stage.
Right. At an Outback Czech Republic opera, you throw roses on stage.
Yes, and pretty much everyone did the same. So, you know, the little locals who'd finished up their opera, they all had an armful of roses each. So just, it was just quite a cute scene.
I'm curious, Gabby, in the Czech Republic, do they call it the Outback or is that the Australian in you saying it's like the Outback?
I was probably just trying to show that it was a little town, you know, a little Honza from, you know, the local farm has decided to go and, you know, play the main role this evening type thing. So not necessarily a full professional type gig.
Okay. I have no idea what you're saying. But hey, it fit the brief.
I wish Australia could see me and Nate's brains there trying to figure out what Gabby was.
Honza? What? Here's me thinking like hats at a Guy Sebastian concert. Eric.
So is it Outback Czech Republic? What?
Eric, what Eastern European small country town were you in?
Hey, boys, how are we doing?
Good, Eric. Mate. We love you, mate.
What would you throw on stage? What did you throw on stage, Eric?
Oh, mate, this one for the ages. I went to see an indie rock band with a friend, and she got her rocks off so much, she threw a recreational adult toy on the stage.
Like a dildo?
Yeah.
Why did she have the dildo, Eric?
That's what I was asking her.
I want to get too personal, but like, did you see where she pulled it from?
Yeah, was it just out of her purse? Okay. And I was like, why do you have that?
Yeah. Out of her purse.
Oh, I thought it was.
No, well, I mean, depends how good the concert was.
Yeah. Well, no, you have it.
A few dildos in Czech Republic, let me tell you. Outback
producer
opera.
Jared just wrote through the chat. No one has a dildo just inside of them ready to go.
Oh, mate, live a little, Jared.
That might be the quote of 2024.
Yeah, live a little, Jared. Luca, hello.
G'day, boys. How are you?
Good, mate. What did you throw on stage?
Look, it's not something I've thrown on stage. It's more of a fantasy of what I wanted to do.
Okay.
You know, I'll tell you what would look good on Jimmy Barnes' stage.
Yep.
A pair of Jimmy and Nate Budgie Smugglers, I reckon.
It's not a bad idea.
I thought about that for a long time, and I think there'd be nothing more priceless than he picking up a pair of jocks or Jimmy and Nate Budgie Smugglers and going, what's this? I mean, think about the amount of pairs of panties and bras he had thrown up in his days. I bet you've never had any of those.
No. You've got any plans to go to a Jimmy Barnes concert anytime soon, Luca?
I don't know. Is he still making music or doing concerts? Surely he is. I'm sure he's still got a few more years of him milking it. I don't know.
Did he have that heart thing?
Yeah, but I think he's fine. I think he's recovered.
I don't know. All I know is I've got a pair of Jimmy and Nate Budgie Smugglers that look like they should land on his stage, you know?
Well,
okay. Well, can we find out if there's a Jimmy Barnes concert coming up and we get Luca there? And
we find out where he lives?
Yeah. It's either that or we get Jimmy Nate branded dildos and we throw them.
The Jimmy and Nate Show podcast is back in 30 seconds. The Jimmy and Nath Show podcast. It's only the good stuff.
We are almost out of here, guys. A reminder, Born Funny live show. It will be playing from tomorrow night. Keep up to date on the socials. I want to plug it. Quit time! As I was trying to say before the buzzer rudely interrupted, at Jimmy and Nath for the socials. So hopefully you don't miss too much from Born Funny live.
Yes. No, keep an eye on that. Jimmy and Nath Show. Look, Nath, it is time for a show rating. But we are, you know,
we're chuffing off for a couple of weeks after tomorrow night.
Well, this is the last one.
Oh, yeah, because there won't be one tomorrow.
Tomorrow night.
No, it'll be the comedians rating us.
But I thought we should bring in a regular listener of the show, a long-term listener of the show. Not just to get a show rating for tonight's show, but just a vibe check of how we've been lately.
Vibe check.
So please welcome back to the show. It's Eric.
Eric, hello.
Hey, boys.
Eric, we love you, mate. You're a very good contributor to this show. We'd be nothing without you.
So I will never forgive you for picking Brooke over me in that yo-yo game. But anyway.
I don't even remember that.
So you remember, though, don't you, Eric?
Some wounds are deeper than injuries.
Yeah. See, Nate's looking at me like, I still don't know. I know, Eric. I never forget.
Eric, look.
Producer Bruce is running through the chat. How dare you?
Eric, vibe check, mate. You're one of the regular listeners of the show. What do you think recently out of 10? What do we deserve to go out on here?
All right, you guys get a 9 because I know you're only topper with Born Funny Life.
Good.
Yeah,
good
answer. No, that's fair enough. Yeah.
No. Were you told to say that, Eric?
Nah, shameless plug.
Are you coming to Born Funny Live, Eric? Can you manage to get...
Unfortunately, I missed out, but I'll be streaming along with everyone else.
Oh, well.
Well, Eric's in Sydney. You can make the trip down to Melbourne.
Yeah. I couldn't make it down. Couldn't make tickets. That's fine. Couldn't get leave.
Yeah, that's a lot.
It's a midweek thing.
No, it is true. The least we could have done is paid for his flights to get it down there. Yeah. But guess what? Born Funny's over. Sorry.
The Jimmy and Nath Show Podcast. It's only the good stuff.